We are standing along one of Paris's most iconic streets. Just behind me is the Place de la Concorde, which is an Olympic venue that's really been integrated into the city. A number of athletes will be competing there over the course of the Paris Games, but we're here to talk to one of them. She's just 18 years old and is one of the top skateboarders in the world. Her name is Menestes. She is from California, and she joins us now. Menestes, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you. I don't know what to say. I'm here. This is great.
Mena, I know this is your first Olympics. Tell us about your first few days in Paris. How's it been so far?
It's been pretty good. Kind of hectic. I've been not getting much sleep, but I've never been to Paris before, so it's cool to have my first real croissant and see the Eiffel Tower on the opening ceremony, so it's been good.
We've been checking out some of your Instagram posts and stories from the opening ceremonies. Things got a little soggy, but it seemed like you were having fun. Can you just take us behind the scenes? Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Yeah, it was pretty rainy, pretty wet, so I fully was just soaked with water, so I was not maybe gonna go to the whole opening ceremony at the end, but I was like, you know, whatever, I'll just do it. It's like a once in a lifetime thing, so. But it was really good though, and I met Steph, I met Kevin Durant, I met LeBron. It was perfect, trade some pins, so it was a good time.
Tell us a little bit about your start in skateboarding. I know you were pretty young. Any early memories you can share with us?
Yeah, so I started skating when I was 2 because I wanted to copy my brother and whatever he was doing, so, and that was skating. I think one of my earliest memories is in Hawaii, like my first contest I ever did. I just learned how to drop in, so I remember like being super hyped that I learned how to drop in, and they called my name and I dropped in too early, and I remember just like freaking out. That's literally all I remember, so, but I don't remember learning how to like ollie or anything. I just like always known how to do it.
And for people who are listening to this who don't know what dropping in is, have probably never put their feet on a skateboard before, describe what that is.
Dropping in is like, if you're seeing it, think of a half pipe, Tony Hawk half pipe, whatever, and you just put your board over, put one foot on, put the other foot on, and then you just go down it.
I've read other interviews with you where you've talked about finding the fun in skateboarding and really keeping that front and center. Skateboarding is incredibly athletic, but it's also so creative. Can you talk about the way that you think about the creativity and inventiveness factor as you're putting on the show for the judges and out there skating?
I feel like skating is like the only sport that you can really do it your own way. I mean, obviously there's things you want to follow that you know are going to score well, but like in the end, it's like kind of you just do what you want to do. And that's what I kind of lean more towards. And I think like everyone just has their own unique style. And I think that's really cool that, you know, you can watch someone and be like, oh, that's really sick. I like how they do that certain trick, and watch someone else, they do it a completely different way. And you also like that. I think it's just a unique sport in that way.
I know you're focused on your competition, but is there anything else you're hoping to get out and watch or see while you're here? Any other competitors?
I would love to watch basketball, maybe gymnastics. I mean, I saw Simone Biles. I was playing hacky sack in the village with Gavin and Paige, and she just walked by, and I was just like fully shocked. So it'd be cool to see her compete.
Over the last few years, there seems to be an explosive growth in skateboarding, but particularly among women. Given that you've been a part of the sport for so long, what has that been like to watch? And I'm sure that part of that is due to folks who are looking up to people like you.
I mean, I guess you could put it that way. That's kind of crazy to hear you say it that way. But I think skating is just something that teaches life's lessons. Like, you're just, you know, you're falling all the time and failing, and then you succeed. So I feel like it's just something good for people to get into, especially women's park skating has grown like insane. Like the level is just crazy, and it's so cool to be a part of that.
We've been talking with skateboarder Menestes, who's making her Olympic debut here in Paris. Mena, thank you and good luck.
Thank you.